There are areas of the country very, very seriously affected. There are other areas in which, fortunately, at present at any rate, there has been no outbreak of foot and mouth disease at all. So it is entirely right that we look to see how we can take more urgent measures in those areas particularly most directly affected.
They're not being slaughtered fast enough, and once they're slaughtered, they're not being burnt fast enough. And there has to be a reason, and I think the reason is too much bureaucracy, too much red tape, too many clipboards, but not enough people making decisions.
With all due respect to the president, with his change of view on carbon dioxide emissions, he is overlooking the reality that this bill is market-based, technologically feasible, bipartisan, and effective.
If we don't have enough energy, and everybody recognizes that, then first of all, we better get an energy policy that's going to produce some energy. Now, if you go put carbon dioxide emissions cap on utilities, that's going to directly affect the amount of energy that utilities can produce.
Today, the tech-heavy NASDAQ index closed down another 129 points at 1923, a drop of 3,000.
Things were better on Wall Street today after yesterday's collapse. Technology stocks rallied, and the NASDAQ posted its most energetic surge in 2 months.
If you're among the nearly half of Americans invested in the stock market, chances are you are worth less tonight than you were this morning. After a small rally yesterday, stock prices...
Today on Wall Street, stock prices were down once again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost another 2%. The NASDAQ Composite Index fell to its lowest level in more than 2 years.
People that put aside money in the stock market are now seeing their asset base decline. But I got great faith in our economy. I've got great faith in the entrepreneurial spirit. And I believe the plans we're putting in place by working with the Congress are going to serve as a second wind for economic growth.
I think the surplus projections are going to be dramatically different as a result of what you've seen from the stock market in the last couple of weeks. There is no doubt that if we have lost that much money in retirement accounts, we've lost that much money in the market itself, we're going to lose a similar amount of money in the projected surpluses. There's no doubt about that.